Snow Bunny, Easter Bunny, that bitch ain't getting no money. Unkin Five, you know what I mean? That.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts. I'm back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your humble hosts. All right, if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and click the notification bell so you can hear some good old content from myself and my co-host here. All right. Secondly, this man needs no introduction. All right. The man with the master plan, Mr. Bootstraps himself, old Mac Man.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. We back for another one. You know what I mean? Me and the GOAT himself. You know what I mean? We rocking it out. You know what I mean? But welcome back. Welcome back. You know what I mean? We do this for y'all.
All righty, man. So one of the first things I wanted to talk about is you as a single parent, bro. I have a newfound respect for you and everything that you go through, right? Because I did this shit for a week, and it made me want to call my wife back home immediately, right? So my kids are all gone for spring break. Two of them went to New York, and two of them are in Michigan right now. And then I have my son who stayed here with me just because he's younger. I didn't want my wife taking him to New York, or she didn't really want to have to chase him around, which is understandable, right? So he's here with me. And for the most part, like I said, the day-to-day stuff is easy, right? I can go ahead. I can take my son. I can clean up after him. I can, you know, drop him off every day. That's no problem. The problem for me is those down times, right? Because a lot of times what we do is we try to limit technology during the week. So a lot of times I have my son, you know, writing his letters and doing things in order to benefit him in the long run. So one of the nights, my son and I, we were sitting, well, I was cooking dinner in the kitchen. I could see my son. He was in the den in the back room area. And we were just talking and whatnot. And I'm cooking food. And he's in there writing his letters. And I told my son, I said, hey, you know, it's time to eat. Come on in here. You know, take a break from that. Come eat. And he looked at me. He said, okay, Dad. And he got up. And he got ready to, he starts standing on the couch, which he already knows is a no-go. And he jumps off the couch. All right. Him and I, we always have this conversation. So me and my son, we have an understanding, even though he's three, right? We have a really, really intimate understanding. He knows he's not supposed to jump off the couch. And I know that he knows he's not supposed to be jumping off the couch, right? So as he jumps off the couch, he looks at me, he catches a glimpse of me. And he jumps off and he falls and he smacks himself right in the face, right? Hits his face right on the ground. And as he hits himself in the ground, he immediately hops up. He didn't bother to even cry because he already knew that I know that he's not supposed to be jumping off that couch. And we already had this understanding. But he hit the ground pretty hard. So I'm looking at him. I'm like, man, you know, I feel bad because, well, before I start feeling bad, I'm angry because I'm like, why are you jumping off the couch? You know better. He hops up and he immediately starts apologizing, right? He's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I said, are you okay? And he said, I'm okay, I'm sorry, Dad. And I was like, and I just walked up to him and I picked him up. And, you know, his nose started bleeding a little bit. So I sat him down. I did what I had to do in order to stop his nose from bleeding. And, you know, we ate dinner after that. But honestly, the guilt kind of kicked in because he was hurt. And his immediate response was to start apologizing to me, even though I was more worried about him being hurt than, you know, him falling off the couch. I mean, I was more worried about him, you know, feeling okay than I was about, you know, punishing him right there in that moment. And I feel bad because I feel like maybe I'm, as a father, I didn't model the right behavior to him to make sure that I care about his safety first, and I want him to be able to understand that. So I don't know, man. I just kind of wanted to ask you, you got any like crazy stories or, any of those guilt moments where, you kind of feel bad about the way that you might have said something or the way that you model behavior to your kid?
I mean, I always do. I mean, and it's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I catch myself all the time because I used to drink a lot. I'm being honest, right? And she's young. And I'll pass out on the couch or some shit, man. And I'll wake up like, damn, I'm a fucking terrible ass fucking dad. I remember even one time I felt the blanket going on me. Mind you, she's four. I'm fucking racked out. I felt a blanket going on me. I wake up, this little girl over here putting a blanket on me. I'm like, damn, who's the fucking parent over this motherfucker? You know what I mean? But nah, shit like that make me feel fucked up. I mean, but how I try to make up with it, make up for it, man. I mean, I show a lot of, positive reinforcement. I'm always talking to her, we hug it out. I tell her what I'm doing is wrong. I mean, I know that doesn't make any sense to her, but I don't know, man. It's I know you're trying to give me credit, but I'm just going through an experience. You know what I mean? Like it's just a phenomenon. It's just happening as I'm viewing it. And like one thing I know I consistently push on her is just like education, man. Like we're making sure she's reading and shit and doing her math and all that stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I'm consistently feeling guilty because again, I'm a single parent and I suck that. Well, I'm mad that I have her in that situation where she don't have both parents. So I know you're trying to give me credit, man, but I'm over here just winging it. You know what I mean? Just winging it. Even though it's my second time going through it this way, I'm just winging it, man. I have no. I don't even know how to explain it. I have no method, rhyme, or reason. Just making it happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, that's one of the things I had to learn, right? And we talk about parenting on this show all the time. And just the older that I get, the more I give credit to, my parents, because there's nobody out here telling you that you're doing this right or wrong, right? And as a child, a lot of times we feel like our parents get it wrong or they're not hearing us out a certain way and things of that nature. But it's just funny. It's just the older that you get, you start to understand. And you just try to, not bleed over, like, because I feel like a wounded person a lot of times. And I just don't want to bleed all over my kids, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. So what you're saying, you give me credit. It makes me look back at most single parent or single women. And I have to say, these women are strong as hell, man. And when I hear like these red pill cats getting at these single moms saying that they only for fucking smash reasons purposes only, that should make me feel some type of way because they don't understand. They don't understand what they're going through. And sometimes they just want to live, and that's the point of view that they see it from. Like, it maybe her baby dad once in fucking a whole month came and picked up the kid, and she just was like, "I'm gonna go outside and just have some fun," and then you're gonna judge her because of that. You know what I mean? That's crazy because it's rough, and a lot of these dudes don't have to deal with it. And a lot of these red pill cats, man, they're all weird as fuck to me, even though I do see some of their ideology and it makes sense, but. A lot of the times they just be yapping, man, to be honest with you.
No, that's true. A lot of them are incels. I mean, and incel means involuntarily celibate. Like, they can't control the fact that they're not able to get. Well, I'm not going to say they can't control it, but a lot of them just have already pulled themselves out of the dating market because, they couldn't get a single mom even if they wanted to. Like, they couldn't. And as much as they want to sit there and they want to dunk on single moms, a single mom wouldn't even look your way, right? In a lot of times. And I'm gonna be honest, in the dating market, the single moms are usually the ones that are the better catches. Like,
I would agree with
be
that.
honest. Yeah. Now, I was gonna say, just the biggest thing is, I just believe that, and we've spoken about this before, but they're already able to show love to another person, and they're able to prove that, right? There's a lot of good things about being with a single mother, and I just don't like people dunking on them. Just kind of like you were saying, just to kind of feed off of that.
Yeah, I mean that's just crazy to me. And the crazy thing is, I mean, who I have access to at this point in my life? Because I'm older. It's usually a single parent, and so I'm being straightforward. You know, I most do just want to go out here and smash a chick, and I feel bad doing it to a single parent. You know what I mean? Like, because I know their struggle, man, and I don't want to fuck with their heart and their emotions and shit like that. So I just leave them alone. Like, I have one right now. Like, I consistently tell her, like, listen, I'm selfish to my kid. Like, my kid is gonna take all of my time, and I don't want to fuck with you and your emotions. And she just couldn't get it. But I don't want to fucking fuck with her. You already got two kids as well. Like, you got two kids. Like, focus on them until they're old enough. You know what I mean? And that's how I'm looking at life, man. And I know, and everybody's just like, man, you ain't got no emotion, and I'm cool with that because I'm not gonna find a chick with no kids. That's like a I don't know,
It's a
trying to
unicorn.
find a needle in a haystack. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a unicorn at my age, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to fuck with no young 20-year-old chicks, you see what I'm saying? Because the conversation is just not worth it. You know what I mean? But what you I was going back to what you were saying is in, you know, most of these red pillars, they're incels. And they are. I mean, and that's who are all of these passport bros, right? Because they feel they have to go overseas because their money is going to hold weight, and most of those people are living in poverty, and they're probably not going to turn them down because they want that bread, and they think they're doing something special talking about they want a traditional woman. Get the fuck out of here. Times have changed. Ain't no such thing. These women have jobs and shit now, right? In America. And if you can't pull a woman in America, man, you have an issue personally. And I'm not saying that American women are easy. It's
It's just
it's more than
they have standards,
yeah,
right? They just have
exactly.
standards. That's it.
Exactly. And these dudes can't handle that. Like, it's like when I hear a dude say, if my chick make more money than me, I can't fuck with her. I'm like, what? I was like, I can, shit. But she's gonna make my life easier. I'm not saying like I'm using her for her money. It's just she's not dependent on me. Right. And they have that fear that the chick just gonna leave. So what? Like, maybe you're not doing something right. You know what I mean? And back to, I know you didn't want to get into it, but this Corey Holcomb dude, man, he keeps popping on my feed ever since I told you that one thing that my comment went viral on this shit. And he just keep popping on my feed now. And that's just who he is. And hey, man, y'all don't jump me for it, man. Corey Holcomb is 56 years old. I didn't know that till recently. I had to look that shit up. And his jokes has never translated. He's still a fucking 20-year-old in a 56-year-old body who just want to take advantage of females. That people that's dependent, that's gonna need him. And I know you didn't want me to. I didn't want to say his name on air because it's gonna be people fucking jumping on this motherfucker. But it's a me thing, all right? Y'all come at me for it. But anyways, I think that motherfucker is a loser. He's a 56-year-old fucking loser. And I get it. Like, he's a shock comedian, right? He's gonna say the most outlandish shit just to get your attention so you can get mad. And I get it if you say that. But dude, man, I don't know. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone.
So while we talking about 50-year-old dudes, messing around with women that they can control. All right. I think you just gave us a perfect segue. How do you feel about this Shannon Sharp situation? All
No,
right. So for anybody that don't know, I'm just gonna intro it real quick and then I'll get your thoughts, right? But Shannon Sharp is being sued by Tony Busby, right? And with the Tony Busby lawsuit that came from Jay-Z and whatnot, everybody automatically dismissed the fact that, this lady was lying. They pretty much didn't say it, but they were saying it that this lady was lying. But as time progresses, there's more and more things that are coming out about this whole situation, right? He was messing around with this 19-year-old woman. And he said some things that he shouldn't be saying in regards to, choking this woman and just all this other stuff and the text messages that he put out, which I can look for the text messages, but I kind of want, and I'm gonna go ahead and read the text messages. But I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on, what you thought about that whole situation.
hey man, I see where you're going at with it. But anyways, man, listen, I'm still on Ong's side. I'm being honest with you. Because they do have the same shit, right? As in, he has text message where she's saying she want a dog collar around her neck, and she want him to choke the shit out of her and put a big black baby in her. I get that. So you leading with that. So my man want to play the choke game, right? Listen, if you're into kinky stuff, you're into kinky stuff. I might have dabbled here and there, you know, because it was warranted, right? That's what they wanted. Some people like it. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm on Unc's side on this, man. I'm being honest with you. I get it. He's paying money for a service, man. This chick is a only fan model. That's what she does, right? And she's just seeing me again. I'm just looking at it from my perspective. She see an opportunity, you know what I mean, to make some bread because we all know who Tony Busby is, right? He goes at the people for stuff like this. He's a shakedown artist, being honest, right? And he's just trying to shake my man down for a couple of dollars.
So yeah,
Anyways, I mean,
I was gonna say initially I was in that same thought process, right? You know, it's Tony Busby. He tried to get all that stuff from he tried to get a bunch of money from Jay-Z. He kind of puts stuff out there to these artists and hopes, and these artists and these rich black men, right? And he lays the hook out there so they can pretty much pay him to settle, right? This woman is suing Shannon Sharp for $50 million. And we all thought there was no credence behind it. But as more and more information comes out, me personally, I think Shannon Sharp's a weirdo. And the reason I say that, well, I'm not gonna call him a weirdo, right? But he's definitely doing some weirdo type things. Number one, as a 50-year-old man, you dating a 19-year-old is odd, right? And the reason I say it's odd is because me as a shit, how old am I now? I'm 34, right? As a 34-year-old, I couldn't imagine talking to a 19-year-old in that way because me personally, I view him as a kid, even though I know the world doesn't see him as kids. But even 18, 19-year-old men in a profession that we're in, those are kids, bro. Like, I know the world wants us to treat them like adults, but they don't even know how to tie their shoes right. A lot of times, those dudes are kids still, number one. Number two, he was an NFL player at one point. We can't sit here and we can't act like he's a victim, right? Me, as a normal dude, I know for a fact that the text messages and stuff that I say in text or the stuff that I say on the phone, if it's recorded and I'm saying some wild stuff, that it's probably gonna make it out there. You are a man that's worth like tens to hundreds of millions of dollars. Certain things you should not be saying on the phone, bro. Certain things you shouldn't be saying to people because you have a brand that you need to protect. I'm just a dude that has a podcast that ain't really doing shit right now, right? And I know better than to send certain text messages and say certain things to people, right? Because it comes with repercussions. It's like you have to know that this behavior comes with certain repercussions. Like you were an NFL player and now you're a media mogul. You literally sat on your podcast and you were talking to Cat Williams and you were talking to Monique about all of these different situations where these black men are being torn down, and including Jonathan Majors, right? We've seen it. We've seen the playbook before, and you just so happen to fall for a hook, line, and sinker. And that's why I don't really have the sympathy for him like that. And the way that they were talking, like, put a big black baby in me, bro. That is. I'm trying not to kink shame, right? Because at the end of the day, you into what you into, but to me, there's a certain level of there's a mentality that you have when it comes to people. You might not see yourself as equal to people of fair skin, right? And I'm not even gonna touch on that too much. I just feel like that there's a complex there that could just be me adding something when there's nothing, but I think that he has a complex where he feels as if he's lesser. And he was probably using this woman to kind of get his rocks off in a way that was kind of weird.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think listen, she's an OnlyFans model. This chick is a sex worker, right? To be honest, right? It's 20, she told him 25,000 per cheek. 25,000 per cheek. She's selling this shit. The man is willing to pay for it. We had this conversation as well, man. Well, I don't think, I think that was somewhere else. But if I'm paying for it, I'm paying for you to leave. I ain't paying for the headache. right? I'm paying for you to leave. We already know it was money associated with it. So if the only thing they can get him for is prostitution, right? If, and I'm sure he lives in a state that's totally fine. But if anything, that's the only thing they can get him for. And you were saying he was dating her. He wasn't dating her. I mean, it's a business agreement. And I mean, they're having a business agreement, and now she just wants some money out of it, saying this man was choking her and taking advantage of her. Is he weird as a 50-something-year-old man fucking with a teenager? Yes, I get it. But by the rule of law, is he wrong? No, he's not wrong, right? She was an adult, a consenting adult. So it's grown people having grown people business. Is he weird for it? Yes, just like I stated, but.
Well, according to the law, depending on what state he was in, him paying for sexual acts is illegal.
That's what I'm saying. I'm quite sure he stays in LA, but I might be wrong.
But even that, like, I don't really care about that part of it. It's just, it's like I said, bro, he needs to be a lot more, he should be more seasoned than he is, right? He's not a 19-year-old kid is making these mistakes. I can forgive people up to a certain age. Hell, even if he was 30 making these mistakes, if he was still in the NFL, if he was making these mistakes, I could forgive it. But as a person, as a Hall of Fame football player, these are not mistakes you should be making, bro.
Yeah, but all right, so I'm not gonna coin him to say the late Hugh Hefner, right? I'm not gonna coin, but we all know Unc is a fucking old head playboy, right? That's what he talks about on his pod. That's what he does. That's what he's into. He's even a spokesperson for a male enhancement stuff. That's what he's known for. That's what he's doing. How can you blame him for it? You know what I mean? How can you blame him for it? They're just like, again, I just think it's a shakedown. The man is making money. They see it. He's a playboy, right? He's a 50-something-year-old playboy that's sponsoring male enhancement products. Come on, man. I don't expect nothing less. He's over here smashing. Nobody say nothing about Hugh Hefner when he was in his 70s smashing 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, but Hugh Hefner's business was putting women in magazines naked, right? Shannon Sharpe is, he works for Disney, and that's why he just lost his ESPN job, right? Because
But
Disney's a parent company, and you have to conduct yourself a certain way. We know that these contracts come with certain clauses, and when you break those clauses and you start to step into some things that aren't necessarily in line with the company's ideals, when you allow somebody to put money in your pocket, you allow them to take that same money away. And that's all I'm gonna say on that.
I'm saying, I mean, ESPN wasn't going to be his breadwinner. His podcast is killing. That was going to be his breadwinner. I'm quite sure he's going to quit ESPN after a while because he's going to make enough money.
Bro, but think about it. Even so, and this is me just going on a social media rabbit hole, right? Even people that watch his stuff, even people that watch all of his different content in different spaces are looking at him weird now, because, and like I said, I want him to be able to bounce back from this. I want him, like, if he didn't do anything to break the law or anything, I just want to see him, like, I wish nothing but the best for him, right? But it's just, this is another example of how not to conduct your business and what not to do. And I just think that there's going to be a lot of people, we live in the era where people are stopping watching things for a lot less, right? And he's gonna lose viewership. He's gonna lose some of his audience all because of this stupid mistake. And I see it on social media. A lot of people are kind of hopping off the Shannon Sharpe bandwagon because of this situation.
I beg to differ. I mean, if he plays this shit right, and that's just me, I mean, he can use this situation to boost his association with that male enhancement drug. I'm 56 years old and I'm chicks like this all the time just because of these little pills right here. Listen, if he plays that stuff right, I think he's good. Ain't nothing that he did was wrong. I'm being honest. Is he weird? Yes, he's a fucking kid, but. Hey, listen, you got a male enhancement product, man. He's about to make them a bunch of bread if they play this shit right. So And I think he can still get his $100 million for his podcast because I think that was the deal that they were working on. As in what I've heard, I don't know. All right. I think he can still keep that. And he's going to get a different kind of audience. He just needs to play it right. That's what I say. I'm 59. I don't know how old he is, but we're going to say he's 59. I'm 59 years old, and I'm still smashing down 19 and 20-year-old, giving them 4 rounds off a pill. And he gonna sell a lot of pills. I'm just trying to
That sounds nuts.
tell you. Listen, you gotta take advantage of opportunities, man. There's good and bad to everything. And you have to see the good in it,
There is,
right?
but he better not take that angle or his ass, they're gonna be looking at him for the rest of his life.
Hey, listen, he take that angle, I might go get some. If he can prove he knocking them down consistently like that, I might go get some. I think I'm good, but I might go get some. Everybody needs some enhancement.
Big. All right. So we can go ahead, we can get into the ballot or fuck out of here segment, right? Where we
Anyways, let me finish with
okay.
this, man. Listen, Snow Bunny, Easter Bunny, that bitch ain't getting no money. Unkin Five, you know what I mean? Yeah. Unkin Five, bro. We ain't taking that. He out of
Right. So again, we're getting ready to step into the battle the fuck out of here segment where one, we watch some videos, and two, we go ahead and we talk about if what happened in said video is valid or if that person needs to get the fuck out of here. All right. Valid the fuck out of here.
All the money, bro. All the money. Nah, just the money. That's it. Just the money. Just the money. I don't want to kill you. Just the money. All right? That's it, all right? This is my guy, all right? Everything good. Is that base? Is that half a base? No, bitch. What we do? Okay, all right. Have a good night, bro. Have a good night.
All right, so that was the nicest robbery that I think you'll ever see, right? It went fairly simple, right? The dude pulled the gun out, the other guy just pulled the money out the register and got it done real efficiently. My question to you is the robber, should the robber have been more of an asshole? Is he valid? What would you do in that situation if you were a bystander?
Hey, I don't listen. I'm not doing shit. I'm being honest with you. I'm not defending a store that's making a lot of money. First of all, it's a gas station. They're making a shitload of money just on gas. I ain't listen. I'm not risking my life for a store that's making a bunch of money. I'm just not. And dude, the cash register did a great job. Listen, somebody pull a gun out on me. While I'm a cash register, I'm giving you that money and I'm bouncing. I'm giving you the money. I'm not risking my life over that shit. Whoever owned that motherfucking gas station probably on a yacht right now, smoking a cigar, a Cuban cigar that costs more than what I'm getting paid all day. I'm straight. Take that money. And that's the most respectful robber I've ever seen. So I'd have definitely, listen, I'd have been like, listen, the safe down here, since you're so kind, man, safe right here. And gave
Nice.
him the rest of it.
It's
Fuck
just,
that.
I've never seen on video a robbery go the way that that robbery went, right? It was like it was another day in the office. You could tell he's done this before, right? He stepped in there like a professional. He said, "Hey man, I ain't even trying to kill you, bro. Just go ahead, open up the register. Just give me the money in the register. Hey, is that a vape right there? I might want that. Oh, it ain't a vape? Cool. All right, I'm gone." And he left, right? I think that that robber was valid, right? And I never want to side with the side of crime, but if crime ends with nobody getting hurt, nobody getting punched in the face, only a couple dollars being taken, I can say I'm okay with that, right? Everybody in that video lives to see another day, right? That man might get picked up at some point, but he lives to see another day.
Yeah, that shit was valid. That's because that's I'm being honest, they're gonna look at that shit like, hey, them motherfuckers working together. They might know one another.
I didn't even think about that.
You have a good day, all right? You bet.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll catch you later, bro.
You said she was hooting tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right. So we both agree that he's pretty valid. All right.
That's
Let
valid, man. That's valid.
me share the next clip. All right. So the lady valid, she get the fuck out of here. She gets a nose job for $11,000, and she decides to that it gave her clarity to leave her husband. Is she valid?
That fuck no, she need to get the fuck up out of here. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I don't even know where to go with that bit, with that shit. That bitch looked like motherfucking the Penguin from Batman. Big ass motherfucking nose.
Honestly, if I was the husband, I don't know. I think I would be a little mad at that just because, you know, I stuck with you while you was running around looking like a damn raven, and all of a sudden you're like, nah, I put in work, I put in the time, I put a ring on it, and you just gonna sit there, you're gonna disrespect me like that?
Right, that's fucking crazy work, man.
Nah, man. And yeah, you're right. It's just a lot of times I just think that whenever people get these different plastic surgeries and whatnot,
Little bit.
it builds them up to a certain level of confidence to where that they're able to just go ahead and go out there and, you know, just feel like they got the world
Oh.
in hands. Yeah, man. So like I was saying, it's just people get this newfound confidence and they automatically feel like that they have so many better options out there. And I'm here to tell you, even if you have better options, you're gonna get treated like trash because you're already treating people like trash. If then I don't know, man. I don't think your options are gonna be that much better, but that's just me.
I mean, the motherfucker, she's shallow as fuck. And I mean, the next person probably are never going to see it. But I mean, at least homeboy know he dodged a bullet, because that could have went worse if he would have made it. You know what I mean? Start making some bread or doing something. He just found out that, you know, it's a shallow chick he was messing with. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's a fuck out of here for me. That's just corny as fuck.
No, I agree. Right. Just imagine you're on vacation, right? And you and your girl is chilling. Because I seen one of these videos earlier, but it was only like a short clip
This is the
where this dude and his girl was on this machine and they was getting pressed by, you know, a man.
human mat pull down machine at the Flume Jungle Gym on the beach in Tulum. And it's relatively manageable because my normal weight for a lat pull down is somewhere around, 150 to 220 pounds. And that's usually the range of a human male subject. And then I had two guys get in at a single time. And this was now over 300 pounds.
All right, I gotta turn it off because I feel kind of weird watching that, bro. Matter of fact, I'm about to remove my like from that video. I just feel like that's weird sounding, bro. That's weirdo act.
Hey man, leave the like, man. You're already using their product, man.
Is he, are you like, if your boy, if you and your boy was on vacation and he asked you, hey man, go ahead, hop in that basket real quick so I can press you real quick. You hopping in there?
Come on, man. Fuck out of here. I'm definitely not getting in that shit, having a man press me, dog. That's just not gonna happen. I
Big.
don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Imagine it was you and your girl. You know
Nah,
what I
that's a good
mean?
way. That's a good way to show off for your lady. But if we two dudes on vacation and you even look that way, bro, I'm gonna have some words for you. Unless this girl's around.
Well, I don't get what you're saying. Like, what you mean? Like, I'm saying,
No, what I'm saying
okay.
is, all right, so let's say you and your boy on vacation, right?
Me and my homeboy, we went on a boys trip.
Yep, y'all on a boys trip. And your boy walk up, he's like, hey man, go ahead, hop in this basket. Let me see if I can press you, bro.
Oh, so if it's my homeboy,
Yeah.
I'll jump in there, man. Me over there, we over there chilling. I'm
Nah,
jumping in that basket. I would hope you'd do the same thing for me, man. We just lack pressing this thing real quick. You know what I mean? I thought it was just like a random or a random dude just there. You know, he's like, hey, get in the basket. Let me press you real quick. Now that's weird.
nah, bro.
Just
To me,
some random dude.
that sound like prison logic, bro. Like, yeah, go ahead, do me. I'm gonna do you real quick, bro. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Looking at it like that, man.
No, the funny thing is, like I said, the video that I saw earlier, it was a man and a woman in a basket getting pressed. It was him and his girl. And it made me think his girl probably don't have any faith in him that he could even be strong enough to even lift her up. So that's why they both got to hop in the basket. Ooh, let's see how strong this man is. If my girl go on vacation and she ever say some stuff like that to me, I'm leaving her right where she at. I'm going home.
That's a fact. That's what I was saying. Like, now if it was some random dude, like you go out, you know what I mean? Like y'all on a vacation, you and your girl, and this dude just on the beach, he's like, "Hey, get in the basket so I can lat press you guys." Right? Nah, that's just not happening. First, your shorty might get right out the basket, be just like homegirl with that fucking with the penguin nose and shit, and dip right off a homeboy that just pressed your ass. You're like, yeah, his ass weak any fucking way.
Yeah, he
You
not gonna
know
do nothing. He can't fight, and he weak.
what I mean?
And I bet you, if you go back to the hotel room with me, he ain't gonna do nothing.
Shit.
Nah, everybody gotta die.
I mean, from the rip, I'm gonna be like, nah, that shit ain't happening. We ain't getting in there.
As
Yo,
you.
and the crazy thing, man, you saying that brought me back to a time I had. Because me and this girl hanging out, man. We went out to a club. I think I said this, I think I told this shit already, man. But it's the same shit, man. That shit fucks with your ego. And I get it, man. Like as a man, you shouldn't your ego shouldn't be in the way. But what I'm trying to say is, we went out to the club, we was leaving. My man said something in German. She used to live in Germany for a little bit, so she said something back in German. Next thing you know, they over there having a whole conversation. Guess what the fuck I did? Went straight to my motherfucking car and left.
There.
Since y'all having this whole fucking conversation, I'm dipping. And I get it, man. Y'all can call me fucking whatever the fuck y'all want. I was just like, I'm not sitting here and being disrespected like that. You know what I mean?
No,
That shit's crazy.
it is disrespect, and it just goes to show that your girl gonna go when somebody call her. It's like I just have a
Exactly.
problem, like even if somebody called my girl and she running off to go with somebody else. Without even like looking at me for like, not even like looking at me. And I'm not saying she needs my approval or nothing like that, but if it ain't the kids and she just getting up and going to somebody else, like, nah, bro, we got a problem.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not like I just fucking left and got in the car and dipped. First of all, I thought it was disrespectful as fuck, right? I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not talking about disrespectful as fuck as in. It was the amount of time. Like, I could get it, right? Like, if y'all both speak the same language, it's just like, hey, damn, I speak the language too. You know what I mean? But, like, it's in passing. When you stop and you're having a whole conversation, I get in my car and I turn the car on. I'm sitting there. I looks over, y'all still having a whole conversation?
Nah.
I dip, man. And I know it sounds contradictory. I was just talking about the red pill shit, but that shit is disrespectful. I don't give a fuck.
Nah,
And
it goes to show you that your girl gonna go. It's like she prefer to have this conversation with this dude in her own native language, which like you were saying, you went out there, you turned on the car and she was still in there having a conversation. That's a little much.
right. I don't know how long it is. It probably was like 2 minutes, but that motherfucker felt like 20. You know what I mean? You know, when you and I, hey, on some real shit, if you watching this shit, man, really put that shit in the comment. Was I fucking wrong or not? I'm serious. Like, put that shit in the comment, man. Like, do you think I was being fucking corny? Think I'm being soft? I don't know what y'all saying, but that shit made me feel some type of way. I'm being honest with you. And I mean, that shit affect my ego, man. And I'm just being real.
No, nah, definitely engage with this man. Let him know that. Well, no, nah, some people might not see it as valid, but let him know what y'all think in the comments,
Yeah,
man.
man. If this shit valid or fuck out of here, man.
All
Tell
right.
me if I'm valid or I need to get the fuck out of here.
I got one more I'm gonna show for this segment.
Get these kids under control. No one is telling her to stop.
All right. So I wanted to ask you, one, do the if let's just say that you're the parent of those kids that were getting the things that were thrown at them, right? What would be something that you would tell your kids to do in that
I
situation?
mean, if it was my kid, the little white girl.
No, if your kids were, let's just say that they were the black kids.
First, obviously you could probably tell who her parent is, right? Because they're probably watching to some extent. And if they're not, they're just fucking horrible fucking parent. And I'm gonna say something to the parent, like, hey, you wanna get your fucking kid? Just probably just like that. You're like, hey, you wanna get your fucking kid? She's being disrespectful. And it's up to them. It's that their reaction from that point on. But anyways, if I don't know who the parent are, the parents of that kid is, I'm be like, hey, I'm telling my daughter, first of all, like, hey, put hands on her. No, I'm joking. It probably would be. I mean, I'm being honest with you, man. Like, hey, don't let her fucking just throw shit at you like that. You know what I mean? I know that's bad parenting, man. I get it. I probably wouldn't really do that. I'm just saying, sitting here right now, right? That's probably how I feel. But I mean, I don't want to tell my daughter to put hands on her, and then next thing you know, that little kid beat my daughter's ass and shit. But I'm being honest, right? I'm gonna tell that little kid if she threw it like she threw it on that homeboy, I'm be like, hey, you need to stop, right? And then she'd throw the next one. I'm being honest with you. I'd pick it up and I'd have fucking threw it right back at her. I'm just being honest, right? Just so you can see how the fuck it feels. Like, don't throw shit at people. You know what I mean? And again,
The first
I know
thing
it sounds
I
fucked
probably
up.
I said the only change that I think I will make from what you said, well, because I'm not throwing it at the kid, but I'll just ask, where's your parent? Where's your mom? Where's your dad? First off. And if they and she ain't got a quick enough response, right? Then I would just allow the kids to just be kids at that point and just they handle it however way they want to handle it.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. You have a better way of putting it. Just letting kids be kids. Be like, hey, babe, what you gonna do about
Yeah, you just gonna let it throw them pom-poms at you like that?
that? No, I'd have threw it back at her. I'm being honest. I've done dead shit like that before. Little kids doing like stupid shit, like throwing and hitting you with shit. Like somebody need to manage these motherfucking kids. You know what I mean? And I'm just not gonna let you throw no shit at me because you're just gonna keep doing it. I know how kids are. You don't correct them. Or if you protest, right? You say something, that's just gonna lead them to wanna do it even more because it's now funny. You know what I mean? And the reason I'm saying that, we used to play this game, you know what I mean? Like you knock, ding dong ditch, whatever the fuck people call it. If you go knock on a door and nobody come to the door, you ain't going back to the door. That's just boring. You knock on the door and somebody come out, they mad as fuck while you hiding, you looking at them. You see that they mad as shit, you going right back to that motherfucking door. You see what I'm saying? Just to fuck with them. And I ain't gonna let that shit fly with me, man.
Oh, no, I was the opposite as a kid when you're playing ding dong ditch and somebody answered the door. Honestly, oh, I'm not gonna say we didn't go. I would wait. There would be like a cool down period because you can't go that same day. You'd have to do it another day.
Nah, we used to give it a little bit of time. Like, we'll look, we fucking cracking the fuck up. You know what I mean? You walk around probably to the next block, you go knock on another door. You know what I mean? And you just keep making a loop. When you come back to that block, you know exactly what door you're going to. To the motherfucker that was mad as fuck because you want to. That's the reason why you're doing it, to piss people off. You know what I mean? But if you go knock on the door and nobody come to the door, that shit ain't funny
You
because
know
you
what's
don't even know if
crazy?
anybody there.
With all these Ring doorbell cameras and Vivint and all this other stuff, kids don't even get that glory like that no more. Because if any of them kids come knocking at my door, I already know for a fact I can figure out which kid it is in my neighborhood just from even if they cover their face, I can figure out who it is. And you could
I
post
mean,
a video online, like in the neighborhood chat, and be like, hey, who kid is this knocking on my door? And you would figure it out real quick, and then there would be issues. Like, they can't even have fun like that no more.
that shit won't even. Well, somebody come to my where I live at. I live in the country, so I rarely get a door knock. Anytime I get a door knock, the first thing I do is I go grab my gun. I'm being honest with you because your ass shouldn't even be back here. I'm dead ass serious, man. Like it's at least a 400-meter drive for you to pull up to my damn yard. You know what I mean? No, I wouldn't say that. What about 200 meter? If you fucking pull up, you start knocking on my motherfucking door, it's a problem.
That's fair. All right, so that concludes our Valid or Fuck Out of Here segment. All right. But before we get out of here, I did want to get your thoughts on the Shedeur Sanders slash Shiloh Sanders situation. All right.
I wasn't even tracking Shiloh to that extent, man. But I don't know really where to go with this, to be honest with you. And I think they're just fucking with him because of his confidence and his dad, right? As in, it's certain things he says, as in whichever team that picks him, we'll have to be able to change their culture, right? And that just goes to show that you're going to be a big distraction in the locker room. And I don't think he meant it like that. I think he meant it as in when he gets there, he's changing the culture because they're going to win regardless of who it is. And that's where communication matters the most. And I mean, it's something I struggle with myself, but that's where communication matters the most. And what he said would deter me as well, regardless. And some people are saying it's because he's black or what, like, come on, bro. Like, there's a lot of black quarterbacks in the league right now. No, I'm just saying it's just a lot of people are just having a different take on it. I just think what he said matters and who his dad is, right? Because they're going to try to run shit in that locker room. And I wouldn't have picked him either. Don't get me wrong. Like, he is a good quarterback. He's a great quarterback. But I wouldn't have picked him because you're not going to come here and fuck my organization up just being one person. And that's just mean. My ignorant take on it because I don't know everything.
No, and you're right. I don't know everything either, right? But I just know from the things that I saw, right? And Shedeur Sanders this year, he wasn't a ring-in winner for the Heisman, right? Because we know Cam Ward was a better quarterback and Travis Hunter plays on both sides of the ball, right? But he was the one that was throwing to Travis Hunter, one, and two, he was in the conversation for the Heisman this year. And normally, when you're in that conversation, you're at least going to be a first round pick. Normally, that's how that works, right? I believe that it had a lot to do with, like you were saying, and we're probably in a minority here. It's about the way that you speak and how you are going to change the culture of an organization, right? Not most organizations, they're professional football players, right? Just like you feel like your shit don't stink. Everybody in that locker room feels the same way. Everybody in that locker room is one of the best players in the world in this sport at their position, right? And for you to come in there and to think that you're gonna, come in there and change the culture of whatever team it is already a slap in the face, and it's gonna rub guys on the team a wrong, like the wrong way. It just by listening to it, you're brand new coming into an organization, like you're new here. You can't come in here and expect to, be the top dog if they don't view you that way. Number one. Number two, I do think, him not being taken in the first round is them trying to teach him a lesson. But it's just interesting to me that all 32 teams passed on him for not just one round, not just two rounds, but he didn't get
Oh.
drafted until, yeah. So it's just like, it's making me think, that there was a conversation that was happening about him, before he even stepped foot into the league. And honestly, I just think he has a lot to prove at this point. He just got to ball out when he gets to the league, once he gets his shot. But right now, he's on a team that has five quarterbacks. I don't even think he's going to get the shot this year. So we'll
I
see.
think he is. I think he is. I think he's good enough. I just think what he did was he just exacerbated the problem himself by not going to the what the fuck, the combine. He didn't go to the combine, nor was he at the green room for the draft in itself. He had everything staged, right, to where he set up this little whole fucking thing back at his house to when he get drafted, because he had all the team hats. You see what I'm saying? So when he get drafted and he has this little area that he's gonna sit to do his little speech, he didn't even like he's making it bad because now they're looking at it like this dude is full of himself, right? Because we already know he's full of himself, to be honest, right? But they're like, you're not gonna show up to the combine, nor are you gonna show up to the green room for the draft. Let's show him that he doesn't run shit here. And I think that was perfect what you said, man. They just using them as an example. Like, we're offering to pay you to play for us. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Like I said, he just made it worse for himself.
So yeah, at first, and I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a racial undertone thing at first too, but then, you know, the organization that he was trying to get to was the Giants, right? And I remember I saw a clip. I wish I could find the clip, but it was talking about how he was supposed to have a meeting with the Giants, but you know, he said his area wasn't ready to do the meeting and all this other stuff. And it's like, we talk about, and we talk about this on this podcast all the time, right? That professionalism piece is important. It's like you're good, but you're not at the top level yet. You still have a game that you have to play in order to get these teams to like you. And you know, you still have a game that you got to play before you get the job. Like, you haven't even done the interview yet, but you're automatically saying that you're going to be one of the best people out there. But one of the things that you want your quarterback to have is you want them to have that level of confidence. Right. I do think that his game is going to translate well to the NFL, but you still have to play the game. You still got to play the game that all the other rookies play.
Like I said, I mean, I know he's going to make the team. He is that good as compared to everyone that's on his team, right? Some people might see it different, but these guys, most of them been in the league for a good minute and really haven't proven themselves, if you want to agree with that or not, right? And we can go down the names if you want, but
Well, so some notable names on that list is Joe
Deshaun
Flacco
what?
and Deshaun Watson. So you still got to outplay those two.
But Flacco is old as fuck. I get
Flacco
it.
is
His
old.
resume. What's that?
I said no, Flacco is old, but you still got to outplay Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but he still hasn't proven anything. You see what I'm saying? And that's why we have a draft. That's why you have a draft every year, because there might be a potential that's going to come out that's going to be better than what you currently have, right? So that's why we're doing this draft, to put them in that position to see if they're better. And I think he's better. I think he will. I
I think he
think.
will. I think he will too.
Yeah, I think he's gonna make the team, bar none. I mean, it is what it is. But they're just trying to prove something to him, because he's to be honest, he's a first round draft pick. They were proving the point. He's gonna get there, he's gonna ball out. If not, they're probably gonna trade him for somebody else. All right, they probably send him somewhere else, maybe to the Giants for a pick. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? But he's gonna play in the league. One thing I wanted to say is, he already know he has a spot, the spotlight on him. It's just like Bronny James, even though he's a bit better if you're talking about talent coming out of college than Bronny James, because of who his dad is. And then you're gonna have to perform. He's gonna have to perform. And if he's like average, they're gonna just talk shit about him, just like Bronny James, right? You have to be exceptional, and that's what he's got to go in there to do. And this little situation, it's either gonna put a battery in his back, or he's gonna know he can't fuck up, right? To some extent, and it's gonna work either good or bad for him. So he's only got two way to go. He's gotta exceed the standard, or he's just gonna be a bust. I mean, that's all it's gonna be.
Yep, and that's all it's going to come down to is
Like, he's gonna have to
unfortunately,
far exceed that motherfucker.
unfortunately, like you have to pretty much ball out, kind of like Joe Burrow was when he first came into the league. Like you have to play to that level in order for them not to put smut on your name. But
Mean,
yeah, go ahead.
over under, man. I think he's gonna be out the league in about 2, 3 years. Because me personally, right? And this shit might not age well. I get it. I'm just going with the odds, right? I'm rolling with the odds, as in, no. Let me. I retract that. I retract that. He's not gonna be out in 2, 3 years. All right, I retract. I don't fucking know.
That's a good way to put
I
it.
don't know.
Because I was like, I thought you
Yeah,
was really about to hop out the window. I was about to say, yep, the view's about to go all the way up, because he really about to jump out the window.
I had to walk that shit back, man. I gotta walk that shit back. Because he is good, man. I'm not going front. Somebody will see some kind of fucking benefit. You know what I mean?
And I know he can play well in an NFL system. It's just, I hope the Browns is the organization for him to showcase his talent.
And I think it is. I mean, I think it is for him to. And the Browns wasn't that bad. The Browns haven't been bad, I would say, in the last 5 years. They've been a middle of the road, sometimes above standard, you know what I mean, when it comes to their conference in itself. But if he can pull like the Browns into the second round playoff in a so a second round playoff game, he's set. He's set. And if he can fucking win, I would say if he can win the conference, if he wins and go to the Super Bowl, even if he doesn't win in the Super Bowl, I think he's set.
I mean, I just think if he leads into the playoffs, I think he'll be fine. I don't even think he needs a playoff win. I think he just needs to make it to the playoffs.
And I mean, he got it. I mean, who's in the fucking AFC North? Ain't fucking nobody up there. I mean, who, the Steelers?
Yeah, this man, and the weird thing is the Steelers are always just right there. I don't, yeah, it's just, it is what it is. Hey man, what you got to say to the people?
Hey man, I appreciate y'all fucking hanging out. You know what I mean? We do this for y'all. You know what I mean? And it's like I said, man. Snow Bunny, Easter Bunny. That bitch gets no money. Unkin' five, man. I'm going with Unkin'. That's all I got for the people, man.
All right, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to you, man, for showing up. I want to say thank you to everybody that watches this podcast up to this point, because I know an hour is a long time, and I just appreciate you guys sharing that time with us, right? I also want to take the time just to, say if you watch it on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. This podcast is available on any place that puts out podcasts, so make sure you look for us. All right, and lastly, I just want to say, if you got a courteous robber, all right, you got to make sure that you commend him on not shooting the place up. All right. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast, and we out. Peace.